Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Jy luister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf. Jy is ingeskakel op Radio Disa 95.9 FM en Kaapse Kansel en dis weer my voorreg om vandag met twee meesters te praat en natuurlik biltongmeesters. Is hy biltongmeesters? Hy het natuurlik vir Johan ontmoet laas keer toe ons gesels het, maar vandag het ons sy seun wat saam met hom in die besigheid is, Jean-Dre, saam met ons. Meneere, goeiemôre.
Gerard. Goeiemôre Gerard.
Middag julle. Goed, kom ons begin gou-gou met SA Biltongmeesters. Ek en jy, Johan, het lekker gesels laas keer oor hierdie verskillende produkte wat julle het. Maar Jean-Dre, jy was nou nie hier nie. Vertel ons gou-gou 'n bietjie van jouself en vertel ons 'n bietjie omtrent die besigheid van jou kant af.
Jong, ek lewe elke dag met hierdie besigheid. So die besigheid is dan al my elke daglikse ding. Dis die verskriklik diep in my hart en al. Ons kom nou al hele paar jaar saam. Ek 'n paar wat ons lekker saamwerk. So ja, dis absolute plesier om deel van hierdie besigheid te kan wees.
Jean-Dre, hoe het dit gekom dat jy betrokke geraak het in biltong? Wat het jy gedoen voordat jy betrokke geraak het?
Gerard, ek was eers vir 'n tydjie, ek en my vrou saam, was ons in Thailand gewees, waar ons toe 'n restaurant gekoop het. En ons was daar vir 2 jaar. Dit was 'n bietjie moeilik geweest omdat ons nou nie, weet, 'n local is, soos hulle sê nie. Mm. En ons het toe later aan besluit, ons gaan terugkom huis toe. En daai tyd het pa klaar toe 'n biltongwinkel oopgemaak. En ek het toe 'n geleentheid gesien om saam met my pa te werk. En ek het toe vir pa gevra wat reg is, dat ek die besigheid saam met hom kan begin. Of verder aansluit by hom.
So, dis 'n fantastiese familiekombinasie, pa en seun. En iewerste gaan pa seker terugstaan en dan gaan seun moet oorvat, Johan.
Dit is die plan. Ek dink Jean-Dre het baie mooi geleer oor die laaste paar jare en elke dag dan bewys hy net homself meer aan my en dis wat hy ou wil hê. Hy word gelei, hy's ook 'n kind van die Here en ek dink dis wat dit net beter maak.
Ja, ons praat nou nog die biltong nie, maar ek dink die dinamiek vir ons luisteraars wat luister ook. Dis nogal belangrik ook in besigheid. Ek kan ook dink, dit kan nie altyd maklik wees nie, want ek het 'n seun. Ek wil nie vir jou vra wat is jou ouderdom nie, maar my seun is nou 40 en ek kan nou vir jou sê, om met hom op pad te stap partykeer, die jonger generasie het mos hulle eie idees. Johan, koop julle?
Ja, ek dink dit is daar moet altyd respek van beide kante wees, maar omdat ek nou pa is, sal ek altyd dink, dit wat ek sê moet ons doen, maar dan kom ek later agter, nee, my seun het 'n punt beet. Mm. En dan is dit maklik om terug te gaan en sê, ek het bietjie oor die saak oordink, ons het vandag weer so geval gehad, en dan praat ons dit deur, en dan kry ons die wenrussel.
Jean-Dre, ek dink dis nogal belangrik daai verhouding, want die Here sê wat daar eenheid is gebied hy 'n seun. En ek weet mos nou, die jonger generasie het mos nou idees en ons ouer manne word mos nou basies ingetrek op daai vlak om te verstaan en so leer ons ook. Wat is jou ervaring? Die dinamiek, is dit lekker om in 'n familiebesigheid te wees? Hoe ervaar jy dit?
Man, vir my elke dag is ook iets nuuts wat ek weer van pa leer. Pa het verskriklik baie goeie agtergrond. So vir my as 'n voorbeeld is dit uitstekend. Want so leer ek ook die nuwe goeters. Daar is baie van die ou goeters wat in die ouer generasie is wat ek 100 mee saamstem. En ongelukkig is daar 'n nuwer generasie en ons moet maar hier byval met dit en sekere goeters op ander maniere doen. Maar ja, ons kom tot die punt waar ons moet wees en het werk lekker saam.
Dit is altyd vir my fantasties, nee, wanneer het gelowiges by mekaar is en wanneer 'n pa en 'n seun same ding doen, want dit is vir my half of dat die seun van die Here dra. So vir ons luisteraars wat luister, hierdie is nou nie twee vennote anders as hulle is vennote, jou moontlik, maar hulle is ook besigheidsmanne, maar ook familie. En dis vir my absoluut fantasties. So kom ons kop gou vandag af. Johan, ons het nou vir jou leer ken en ons het nou vir Jean-Dre leer ken en ons praat nou biltong en ons het beloof jy het beloof en jy het jou belofte gestand gedoen, dat jy ietsie saambring dat ons kan proef. Jean-Ray, kom ons praat gou-gou, wat is die produkte wat jy het?
Gerard, ons het een groot verskeidenheid van produkte. Mm. Ons staan al op so 26 verskillende produkte. Ons het ons hoofprodukte, wat ons so bykie van een verskeidenheid het. Maar ja, ons het, dit gaan van sticks na nuggets toe, na die verskillende silver sides wat ons het, die wagyu natuurlijk, wat ook een groot ding is, wat baie mense ken, en dan natuurlijk ook die geel vet. So ja, ons het een relatieve groot verskeidenheid.
Johan, daar is baie biltongplekke wat oorals opskiet. Wat sou jy sê, maak julle besigheid, SA Biltong Masters, so uniek, want ek gaan nou oorals by die sentrums waar ek kom, kyk ek nou, en ek sien, maar iets is aan die gebeur, want ek het bijvoorbeeld by Lion Square gestop gister, en ek het gesien, daar is een hele klompie mense in die winkel, maar vir my was het nog nie rugby nie, so ek kan nie verstaan, hoekom sal die ouwens sommer net gaan biltong koop, maar hulle is seker voorbereid. Johan, wat maak julle anders, cut above the rest?
Ja, Gerard, dit is ons, dis harde werk. Dis harde werk in die eerste plek, jy moet glo in jou produk in, jy moet luister wat jou kliënt wil hê, jy moet sorg dat jou voorraad, jou winkels mooi vol, as ek die Engelse woord gebruik, gestok is, biltongstukke moet netjies lyk, ons personeel, verkoopspersoneel moet die produk ken, hulle moet netjies lyk, ons hygiëne moet van top gehalte wees, dis ook ons ook gereeld die gesondheidsinspekteurs inkry, om te kom kyk hoe lyk ons dinge in ons winkel. Daar is baie competitie, soos jy terecht sê, daar buiten, vir al die mense wat die staat het, op sociale media bemerk, maar ek glo met ons goeie product, en die verskeidenheid wat ons het, die kennis wat ons het, dit maak ons verseker wenner.
Jean-Ray, sê gou vir my, met soveel verskillende geure is dit mos nie net gewone plein biltong, soos jy ook nou terecht genoem het. Wat is jou gunsteling?
Gerard, wat vir ons baie lekker maak, is ons personeellede het allemaal baie goeie kennis. Hulle is ook, hulle ken die producte goed. Ons, vir my is het baie belangrijk dat hulle ook dit self proe. Dat hulle ook al een gunsteling een het, wat hulle kan voorstel aan die kliënt as die kliënt inkom. Ek dink een groot ding wat ek persoonlik baie van hou, is ons nuwe, ons noem dit cherry salami, maar het is nou nie een salami nie, maar dit is een bees, dit is beesvleis met stikkies cherry in, wat ongelooflik baie lekker is. En dan, vooral met die rugby ook, het ons lekker nuggets, en natuurlijk chili sticks is een groot ene ook. Ja, ons het nog ons een groot verskeidenheid, vooral soos jou wagyu wors het ons ook, ons het een chili wors, het een chutney wors, het een garlic wors. So, daar is een groot verskeidenheid in die producte wat ons het. Wat ons ook wel doen is, ons luister baie na ons kliënte. En as al een voorstel kom, en ons hoor het een paar meer as een keer, dan maak ons moeite en ons sorg dat ons al die producte ook in die winkel het.
Ja, maar die tyd het nou aangebreek om te proe. En ek kan nie wacht hee. Dit is nou precies waarna ek die hele tyd uitgesien het.
Ek wil net sê, Gerard, van my kant af, as ek so na hierdie platters kyk, ons wat in die bonting bedrijf is, ek is altyd lus op. So as ek na hierdie kyk, dan wil ek saam met jou dit proe.
Nou Johan, daar weet ek geen probleem nie. Maar sê gou vir my, bultong is ons nou altyd gekenmerk aan vet. Wat nou van bultong wat nie vet het nie? Kry mens iets soos lean bultong?
Dit is die sanderie pakkie. Dit is ons top side snit, dit is ook die sagste vleis, dit is ook jou sagste biltong, en hy is dalk nie so geerig soos die vet nie, want die vet gee ons daar een bykie extra geer, maar die top side verkoop is vir al in die ouwe mense, soos ek en jy.
So, Jadre, wat het jy vandag vir my saamgebring wat ek kan proe?
Gerard, ek het ek vir jou 5 verskillende biltonge, so ek het hier so vir jou ons house brand, dan het ek vir ons natuurlijke geel vet, wat allemaal nou die stel oor aangaan. Dan het ek vir jou een traditionele ene, wat nou jou ou boerenrecept is, wat sout, peper en koriander is. En dan het ek die wagyu het ek vir jou saamgebring, en dan natuurlijk die topsout waarvan ons nou net gepraat. Ja, Gerard, so die stel met waar mense proe en goeders doen, het ons achtergekom dat sout en soetigheid kom eindelijk by, hulle complementeer mekaar baie goed. So hierdie is bees, wat dan stikkies cherry tussenin het.
Ja, ek moet sê, besonderse smaak. Ek hou van die kleur en verbeel ek my, of is daar so effens van een rooksmaakie ook hier?
Ja, ek wil net bysê dat hierdie wors wat jy vroeër gevra het, dit is gerookte wors wat om die kleur gee en dan die rooi is die cherries wat in is.
Joh, Jean-André, een mens kan soms oorwellig voel as een mens nou al hierdie biltong sien. Maar sê gou vir my, is daar kundigheid, mense wat kan help as jy nou instap en jy weet nie mooi wat is waar nie?
Wat ons graag wil doen as kliënte inkom en hulle het nie kennis van die produkte wat ons hier het nie, dan stel ons personeel voor en hulle gee 'n klein stukkie aan die kliënte, mis dan net kan proef voordat hulle iets koop.
Johan, ek dink ons luisteraars se monde water nou omtrent vir die lus van hierdie biltong. Sê vir my, waar kry 'n mens julle biltong en waar is julle winkels?
Gaan ek begin by die Helderberg sentrum, dis waar die groot Checkers Hyper is. Dan by die vergelegen plein, net bokant vergelegen hospitaal. Dan in die Gordons Bay is ons by die Checkers sentrum in Gordons Bay. Busamed hospitaal oorkant, dit is die paardevlei sentrum, daar is ons ook. Dan Waterstone, langs Pick n Pay, Satari, langs Checkers, en dan ook, soos het jy vroeger genoem het, Lion Square.
Daar het jy dit nou. Nou ja, meneer, baie dankie vir vandag. Volgende week gesels ons verder, dan proe ons verder, en dan gesels ons weer Biltong sake. Die naam is SA Biltong Master. Kyk 'n bietjie uit, daar wat Johan nou gesê het, waar jy dit kan kry, en as jy nie seker is nie, skakel gerus, ek stik gou die laaste stukkie, skakel gerus vir Radio Disa, en ons gaan vir jou presies sê, waar jy dit in die hande kan kry. Maak seker, dis SA Biltong Master, anders is dit nie die beste biltong nie. Nou ja, van my Gerard, tot die volgende keer, tot ziens. Ons is besig met ons besigheidspraatjie op hierdie wonderlike dag en ons hoop om jou aandag te kry en dat daar iets is waaroor ons gesels wat vandag vir jou iets gaan beteken. Johannes, thank you for trusting us with your product. So, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, Gerard. Yeah.
So, Johannes, if we kick off today, tell us a bit about yourself. If we talk about renewable energy, so that includes solar panels and everything that goes with that, inverters and saving electricity, heat pumps. So we're going to talk the full Monty today. Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get to this place?
Gerard, my business is called Flagship Solar. So I've been doing renewable energy for 20 years. I've been passionate about it. I've been an electrician for 30 years. I've been a plumber for 30 years. And I've been doing solar since before solar was a thing. I'm passionate about renewable energy of all kinds, especially in efficiency and in efficiency drives. I can't get enough of it. And I'm very blessed to be where I am at the moment, together also with High Service Solutions. And we do a very wide range of renewable energy solutions and with a very strong focus on efficiency first principles, where we fix where the power is going as well as where it is coming from. So we do not only solar power systems, but we do solar geysers, solar thermal heat pumps, LED lights, ceiling insulation, and all the different types of renewable energy so that we can help you solve your problem, not just sell your product.
So there's definitely a way of saving money, and it sounds like you guys got everything in one bag here. That's even LED lights and your existing geyser. So what you this like an insulation that comes around, is that what you do to keep the heat in?
Yes.
Is that what you do?
Yes, so we would do ceiling insulation and geyser insulation. We also do wall and floor insulation, and we can specify what kind of windows and doors you need to use. And we have subcontractors that we work with if you want to change to double glaze windows. Whatever you need, we can give you a full needs assessment and either do the work for you or point you in the right direction.
Johannes, you know, talk about this now, because that's part of, you know, history. There's not going to be load shedding anymore. The government sorted out their problems. Everything is sorted. But it's not about just load shedding. I mean, we've seen with how so many
load sheddings that we had, that for the government to compensate, they actually had to put up the tariffs, and the tariffs are so high now. So it's not whether they're going to switch off your electricity or not, it's being able to afford current electricity. And you've got a solution to this problem. So let's start, first of all, with that thing that's been on everybody's lips, and that is solar panels and inverters. It's not something, once again, that you can do yourself. You also need a certificate of compliance. You need a registered electrician to do it, but not just a registered electrician, somebody that's qualified in installing that kind of products into your house, because it's also a fire hazard. And if it's done wrong, guess what? The insurance company is not going to pay you. Yeah. So let's start somewhere. Tell us a bit about solar panels and inverters.
So first of all, you bring up a good point about the compliance and the safety. It's better if we use only City of Cape Town compliant inverters. They've got a list at the City of Cape Town on the City of Cape Town's website, which is very easy. You just Google search the compliant inverter list on City of Cape Town, and the whole list comes up. It's quite a long list. And then also, it has to be done right. So you should rather use, has experience and is registered. We are registered with Sapphire Green Card. So we're qualified and registered to install solar power in South Africa. And we only use City of Cape Town compliant inverters from the City of Cape Town compliant inverter list. And by doing that, you also the value of your house goes up. The market consensus about an average of about 4%. And if it's registered and done properly and certified, then the insurance and the warranty will also be valid.
Okay, that's fantastic. So, first of all, it's not something you can do yourself. You need to get somebody that's qualified to do the job, because it's complicated. It's also working with electricity, and we all know that electricity can kill. So we got to be very, very careful. We also know, and needless to say, there are many fly-by-nights. What do you need to look out for when it comes to installing? Do you need to make sure that your installer is registered?
Well, from my experience, I can tell you that it is a lot cheaper to use a professional. We have a saying in our business: you must buy the best and cry once. It comes from some people, they'll get 10 quotes and then they'll take the cheapest one, and when it doesn't work out, they'll get 10 quotes and use the cheapest one to fix it, and then it doesn't work out. But quite easy that a customer must insist that they use someone, especially for solar and batteries, who has a lot of experience in it. And one of the metrics that you can do is ask for some to be referred to someone who has done a lot of jobs, and you can ask them, do they have references? Now, one reference is not enough in my books. I'd rather say, can you give me 5 or 10 references, or show me a lot of photos with you in it? Not just photos of solar, but photos of you in it, where you've worked on it. You can also go onto Google and look for a company that has very, very high star reviews. So either completely 5 or 5.9 five-star reviews and lots of them. So just ask around, and don't be too much in a hurry to pick a solar guy to install for you.
Okay, so let's get back before we move away from solar. When I want a system for my house, I hear solar, I hear inverter, so I hear alternative energy. So I get out there, they come and sell me a 5 kilowatt inverter, but my consumption is 7 or 10 kilowatt in terms of my appliance that I use. Then somewhere the system cuts out, and then I phone the installer and I say, listen, your system doesn't work. How important is it that you you do your homework. Is it my job as a customer to do my homework, or is that something that you do? You go into the property, into the house, and you do an assessment to see how much electricity, how much water does the TV take, the kettle, the geyser, and do you advise people in terms of what size of systems they need to get? Because if you get the wrong system, it can be efficient to a point, but if you use more than what that system can put out, you're going to have a problem.
That's a very good question that you bring up, and we try and avoid getting into situations like that where the customer tries to convince us to install something that's too small.
Mm.
But this also comes with experience where, you know, it's very annoying for us to have lots of customers call us every day and say, our system isn't working for some reason or another reason. And if you break it down to the most common reason, it would come down to the system wasn't big enough or it wasn't powerful enough in the beginning. Mm. I'm sure the farmers can appreciate you wouldn't plow your field with a scooter, but you can go to the shop on a tractor. Just like most machines, you wouldn't run your car or your scooter or your tractor at 100 or 120% of its capacity all the time, because then it won't last very long at all, or it will break really quickly. And especially with inverters, it is a very good idea to have spare capacity. So if you generally always need about 3 or 4 kilowatts, then a 5 isn't big enough, because of every now and then you're going to overload it. Rather take the next one up. And a lot of things can be upgraded over time, like you can put up more panels later on, or you can add another lithium battery later on. But it's better to start with a correct inverter that you want to end up with. You rather buy the last inverter you're going to need, so that you don't have to take out a 3 and put in a 5 and take out a 5 and put in an 8. Rather go straight to the one size up than what you think you need is a good rule of thumb as well in terms of the inverter size.
Besides the electricity, how else can you save? Let's say I'm a company and I want to put up a solar. Is there any benefits for me as a company?
There are plenty of benefits for a company, especially if it is a typical business that has working hours from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, which is during sunlight hours. You would then install what we just call a grid tie system, where the solar system is generating power parallel to the grid, but your business will use solar power first and use grid power last. The system is a lot cheaper to install if it doesn't have batteries, and it's optimized for saving a lot of money. And there's also a tax incentive for companies who put up renewable energy. It's not just solar, but renewable energy. It's the Section 12B of the tax law, and it allows you to claim 125% depreciation in the year of installation.
Wow.
And it isn't just for certain demographics. It's for everybody. You just get your paperwork right. We've done plenty for our industrial commercial customers or our business customers, and it's just a formality. And if it is done correctly, then putting up renewables can be immediately profitable.
Okay, so there's a savings if you're a business. You guys do all the paperwork, you assist, you help. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Last question, before we step off from solar. Solar, the perception, general understanding is that the solar panels need sun. What if the sun is not shining in the middle of the winter? Am I not back to square one?
So that's also a good question, especially in the Western Cape during June and July.
Mm.
Don't expect your solar system to do much.
Mm.
The sun rises late in the morning. It sets early in the afternoon. It tracks very low over the horizon, and it's overcast and rainy all day. And it's so cold that we all disappear into our houses and the plants die. But that doesn't mean you get nothing.
Mm.
You do get something out of your solar panels, but you should rather consider how much you get in June and July as a bonus,
mm,
rather than it being short. you can get about 20 to maybe 30% of your summer capacity you can get in winter. So it isn't nothing. But also in terms of scaling tariffs, where the first electricity you buy is the cheaper electricity, and the last electricity that you buy, especially if you go over 600 units a month residentially, then the last electricity you buy is more expensive. So the solar system and all the other renewable energies and efficiency products that we do always cut off the most expensive electricity first. Mm. So therein is quite a bit of advantage, even in winter.
Okay, so we spoke about solar, we spoke about the inverters. What are the other ways that or options that we do have for us to save electricity? You've mentioned the isolation of the geysers, the heat pumps. Maybe we should start with the heat pump. I don't think everybody knows what's a heat pump. What's a heat pump and what does it do? I know they use it for swimming pools to heat up the pools, but it can be used as a type of geyser. Or what is a heat pump? Tell us about that.
So heat pumps are quite common and have been quite common for a long time. A heat pump is really just a fridge. We just use the hot side. If you cut a heat pump open, it's got refrigeration parts in it, and it's optimized for heating. So instead of taking heat energy out of the cold box of a fridge and throwing it outside, you'd rather take the heat energy from outside, the outside air, and then concentrate it through the refrigeration cycle and put it into the geyser. So normally with the heat pumps that we do, you still need a geyser tank, but the heat pump works instead of the element. Now, we talk about a coefficient of performance of a heat pump, which makes it very useful and powerful, or some people call it a COP. But the coefficient of performance can be 4 or 5. If your coefficient of performance is 4, then for every 1 kilowatt of electricity you put into the heat pump will move or pump 4 kilowatts of heat energy into the geyser.
Wow.
So it can be 75 to 80% more efficient to use a heat pump than an element. And what's nice about a heat pump is they work in the dark and they work in the shade and they work in the middle of winter. So you get a very big advantage in winter with a heat pump as well, because your incoming cold water in winter is colder in winter. So in Strand, your cold water can be 26 degrees Celsius in summer and it can be 8 degrees Celsius in winter. So you have a lot more heat energy that you need to put into the water just to heat it up to make it cold.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Johannes. He's from Flagship Solar, and we're talking renewable energy. We've now spoken about the inverters and solar panels. We also spoke about heat pumps now. What other ways do you service or other services do you offer that can help people save energy or electricity?
Generally, when a customer calls us, we would ask to do a site visit so that we can assess his needs. And then while we're at the site visit, then we will ask what problem are we solving, and then we'll listen to the customer, which a lot of our competitors don't do. And within listening to the customer, many times they will say, please come and talk to us about solar, but I need to know why you need solar. And most people will say because they want to be independent of Eskom's nonsense. And there's main reasons why people would want to go solar or use our services. That is, they either want reliable electricity, or they want they want it to be cheaper, so spend less money on it, or they want it to be clean in terms of renewable energy or carbon neutral, or they want it to be honest. Some time ago, especially during one of the ex-president's reigns, a lot of the people said, I don't want to support the grid because of the honesty situation. So we have honest energy because it comes from the sun, and arguably nothing is more reliable than the sun. We literally set our clocks by it. So
Then we would go out to the customer and we'd have a look at what is running the geyser, how they are heating their home, what they're cooking on, what the appliances are doing, and what are their situations. And many of the customers have unique situations. It's almost like everybody's energy situation is like a fingerprint. They're never the same. And we come across the strangest surprises on site. So for instance, we had one customer who had a very high electricity bill, and we did a site assessment and we found out that they had a borehole and they were making their own water. And there was a leak on the hot water pipe. And when we fixed the leak on the hot water pipe, their electricity bill dropped by half. That is solving the customer's problem. Mm. Even if they didn't buy something at the end of the day, that gives us a sustainable business model because we solve the customer's problem. We don't just sell them a product. And sorry, to answer your question, We do solar geysers, heat pumps, ceiling insulation, LED lights. We have a look at the equipment you're using, the appliances, the pumps you're using, how far the cable runs, or how many electricity points you have. On some farms have 4 electricity points because it made sense years ago, but it doesn't make sense now. Then we'll evaluate what is the end solution or the end product that the customer wants to end up with. And if we had to say, okay, what does a customer's ideal solution look like? What we're aiming for is they press a button and a light comes on when they want it to. They open a tap and hot water comes out instantly. And when they get a bill from Eskom, then they owe them money. Mm-hmm. Mm. How we get to that is detail.
All right. Okay, so in closing, thank you so much, Johannes. I think I just want to ask you one last question, and that is for the listeners who's listening now and is saying to themselves, listen, I'm interested. I want to do this. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I want to get more information. The very first step that they need to take in embarking on this journey, what is that step?
So I think the first step would be recognizing that you have a problem. Mm. And then the easiest way is to go to our website, which is flagshipsolar.co.za, or you can just Google Flagship Solar, where we should come up first. And then you can email us on info@flagshipsolar.co.za, or you can phone us on 071-527-3924.
Give us your number. Repeat that, please.
071-527-3924.
Jy het geluister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.